Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. Well, a key congressional voice on agriculture, U.S. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, said Tuesday that he's optimistic that lawmakers can pass a new farm bill next week after a delay caused by the break for the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. According to a new story from ABC, Peterson, the top Democrat in the House Ag Committee, who is expected to become chairman next year, was heavily involved in the negotiations that produced an agreement in principle last week among the top committee leaders in both the House and the Senate. Now, he said at a news conference that the final bill will get filed on Monday, that he expects the House will take up the vote on Wednesday or Thursday, and that the Senate could take it up by the next day. He said, with any luck, it'll be out, it'll be passed by the end of next week. But knowing how things go around here, it may drag out for another week after. Peterson went on to say, but I think we are going to get this thing done before the end of the year. Now, the farm bill governs farm subsidy and other ag programs, but by far the largest chunk of its more than $400 million in spending over the next 5 years goes to food stamps for the poor. As part of the final deal, House Republicans dropped their push for stricter work requirements for the program, which for months was the biggest sticking point due to the opposition from House Democrats and many Senate Republicans. Antibiotic resistance is a problem for both humans and animals, but the solutions stall in the blame game. A book from Princeton's Dr. Laura Kahn attempts to cut to the truth of the matter. In 2001, Dr. Laura Kahn was a student at Princeton University pursuing a master's in public policy. Then September 11th changed her career. Kahn embarked on a study that looked at how the government would respond to biological threats. Her work revealed a communications void.
The gist of my findings was that the physicians and veterinarians rarely, if ever, talk to each other, and the departments of health and agriculture rarely, if ever, talk to each other. And yet the vast majority of these diseases, these microbes, whether they are zoonotic, agents of bioterrorism, they affect animals and people.
A physical and research scholar, Kahn did painstaking research that included all facets of antibiotic research.
That was interesting to me. That was a subject that I had not been aware of or had not been paying much attention to, and I decided to delve into it. And that, after 5 years of poring over government data, both here and in Europe and around the world, that was what prompted me to write the book, One Health. And
you've been listening to Inside Agriculture.